Has there ever been a greater need to support Christians in universities? Real Life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Han and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Han Lay. Before we get started, I wanted to let you know that we have a Facebook page, and it's the Real Life Radio Show Facebook page. So go on your Facebook account today if you get a chance and like us so you can hear about our previous shows and upcoming shows. You can actually listen to previous shows. Again, go to Facebook and look up Real Life Radio Show and like us.
Later in the show, you're going to be hearing from Ed Black, who has a ministry called InterVarsity. His ministry actually brings a support to Christians in the university. It's pretty amazing.
It's a great way to get people connected because, as you know, going to college can be a very lonely road sometimes when you're first you go there and you don't know a lot of people probably. You know, I know that was for me. And being a Christian, especially in the secular world, there's not that many connections of people believing in God, and it can be overwhelming to not have that type of spiritual support.
Or maybe just not being vocal, you know, on the campuses. It just seems like Christianity or Christians have really retreated away from the university.
Mm-hmm.
And the university, it almost has come to a point now, or, you know, colleges, come to a point where it's like, well, we don't need God. We have physics now. We have all these things that explain life, and they really contradict what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember myself, I went to a very big state university,
mm-hmm.
and I felt like I was the only Christian there. Now, that's not true, but I felt that way.
Yeah.
And I felt like people, when they found out that I was a Christian, mm-hmm. they looked at me like, oh, that's cute, you know, or that, you know, oh, you're still in that phase. It's like a baby phase. And I used to think that myself.
Mm-hmm.
When I was an atheist, I thought, well, you know, Christianity is just to explain the things that we don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something to explain
the
mysterious. Yeah, or like a crutch. But, you know, the truth is that Christianity is what started these universities in the first place.
And I think they have support groups or groups for different things in universities. And I think it's a great way for teachers and students to combine together their efforts, you know, where they can say, oh, good, I'm not alone. And so I really appreciate what Ed is doing. You have a situation I want to hear about or let our guests know where when you did go to that big state university, you felt singled out because something happened in your class as you were giving a report.
Well, yeah, I remember this one time where we were doing a report. I mean, I had straight A's all the way from my sophomore year up.
Yeah.
Praise God. Glory be to God. But the one time where my grade got docked down was when I did a report based upon I was trying to convince the class that it would be okay and maybe positive to bring Bibles back into our education system.
Mm.
Well, boy, they didn't like that. They didn't even let me finish.
Mm.
They thought, they looked at it as, well, this is preposterous. And I can't believe, you know, they couldn't even stand it. And I was the only one who wasn't allowed to finish my report.
Mm.
And I immediately got docked down a grade.
Wow.
It was horrible. But you know what? God, to God be the glory. And we have a need to begin witnessing in college campuses.
And we need that support because people like you, this is happening on a daily basis, unfortunately, now. So you're going to hear from Ed on how he's trying to take care of this situation. So stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Eric Severson, producer for the Real Life Radio Show. If you'd like to know more about evangelist Han and Kathleen Lay, please go to our website at www.awakeningthenations.com or look us up on Facebook at Real Life Radio Show. Thanks for listening and may God bless.
Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Han Lay.
Hello, everyone.
This is the part of the show where we get to highlight different ministries and churches, and I'm really excited because we have Ed Black on the line, and he has a ministry called InterVarsity, which is focused on universities. He works both with students and faculty, so we're going to find out how he's making a difference. Welcome to the show, Ed.
Good to be on the show. Thanks for the invitation.
And thanks for being with us. So tell me a little bit about this ministry and what exactly the role is that you play.
Well, InterVarsity has a vision to see students and faculty transformed, campuses renewed, and world changers developed. And for many people, they're aware of the undergraduate fellowships because maybe they went to college somewhere and they were involved with a undergraduate fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
But they've actually expanded on doing some other amazing things. They have a graduate fellowship at many of the campuses that have a large graduate population.
Mm.
And now InterVarsity is starting to reach out to faculty and have designated staff people that are working with faculty.
Mm. And this seems like a really great connection because when there are teachers out there, they kind of could feel like a lone ranger and they might feel like they're the only Christian on staff, but it's hard for them probably to ask, hey, are you a Christian? Are you a believer? And they're really busy. So it seems like what you're trying to do is coordinate this group together, get to know them, and build that unity. Is that kind of what you're doing as well?
Absolutely. Many professors are very, very busy, especially when they first start out, you know, trying to develop their syllabi and navigate all of the committees and structures that they have to deal with. And so it's about all they can do just to, you know, get all that important stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
And so finding other people who share a like faith and a like passion to see, you know, the gospel transform people's lives is probably on their list, but it's probably down the list compared to all the urgent things that need to be done, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Hopefully my ability to reach in and connect with them and then help them to connect with others in perhaps other departments. In some of the larger schools, you know, there may not be another believer in their department, but there might be many in other departments on the university campus.
Mm.
Well, I think that's a very necessary thing. I got to know Christ in college, and I was a TA 1 year, and I felt like I was the only Christian. So how important it is for those to be able to connect in a university, knowing that it's such a very secular arena.
Mm-hmm.
And so how necessary it is what you're doing, Ed. I think that's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, it's more of a strategic ministry because, as you know, how the university goes often affects our world in a much bigger way down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So as we impact those people who are in such strategic position to influence many students who will then go out into the world and function in a variety of capacities, it's really a strategic ministry to reach them and help them to be strong in their faith, strong in their spiritual formation, and then actively involved in mission and encouraging it in various ways.
Mm-hmm. I know how powerful it is to have a teacher who is a believer. They become that mentor, and the things they say and do could really make a difference in the lives of the students. What are some of the things that you guys are doing to help unite these teachers who are out there at universities? I know before the show you said there's retreats and those sort of things. What exactly are you that you have that you offer?
Well, I'll just give an example. There's an InterVarsity staff worker named Charles Barker who works out at the Claremont Schools in California.
Mm-hmm.
And as you may or may not know, the Claremont Schools sort of the title is an umbrella over many different schools underneath that. So like Harvey Mudd is famous for their engineering program. It's a college underneath that larger umbrella. And Charles has been able to get a lot of the faculty together to, you know, initially just pray together, but eventually they started doing luncheons together where they would come together and encourage one another, maybe even have a speaker. Sometimes the professors were able to present papers that they were going to give at a conference and get a multidisciplinary response. So they're not just presenting to some other people in their department, but brothers and sisters in Christ who are from various disciplines, but they could all respond to that paper and give really great input that would improve it for when they actually get to the conference to present it. So there's a lot of really neat ways that they're able to find strength and encouragement, but also then refine their own discipline and actually do their work with greater finesse, with greater quality, with greater excellence.
Mm, and much more support, which will help in that area as well.
Yes.
You know, there are people listening now that might be college professors, and they really want to get connected to a group such as this. They might feel like they're that lone ranger out there, that Christian teacher who just doesn't have a place to have their faith shared. And this is such a great thing that you're doing through InterVarsity. Is there a way they can connect with you and maybe even help support what you're doing? Maybe they're a previous professor or something out there and they want to help support this mission. How would they connect to you? How can they do this?
That's a great question. And if they go on to intervarsity.org, they will see on that website opportunities to learn more about what InterVarsity is doing, how to find a chapter, how to send an email saying, look, I'm at this particular school and I would love to have a connection, and that will get routed mm-hmm. to the right staff person and allow them to be connected in. Also, if they'd like to donate to me personally mm-hmm. in terms of the work I'm doing, but also to any other staff person, they can go on there and there's a donate site, and all they have to do is list the name of the staff person that they would like to support. Maybe they would like to support their alma mater, and they would mm-hmm. like to support the staff person at their particular alma mater. That'd be great. They could go on there and find out who that person is and then give them some support, because everybody from the president all the way down to the others on staff are all basically raising their own support, which is partnership. We need prayer. We need financial support. We need connections that will further the work, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so you're listening to Ed Black, who's with InterVarsity. Thank you so much for sharing today. Again, if you want to donate or be a part of this, you're a professor, go to InterVarsity.org to find out more how you can get connected. And thank you so much for being on the show today. We truly appreciate you being with us, Ed.
My privilege. Thank you very much. Blessing.
Thank you. And we're going to, you know what, let's just pray for those professors out there or people who are at the colleges, maybe even students who feel like they're alone out there.
Well, yeah, I want to take a moment for any of our listeners who may be attending or being part of a college somehow, that God has sent you in the place where you're at to be a light. Mm-hmm. So get connected. Let people know the power of the gospel. Mm-hmm. Because now is a time where we need to keep moving and pressing the gospel mm-hmm. all throughout the land of America.
Yes.
Father, I pray that you would encourage us and encourage those professors and students and yes. those in the university to begin to be vocal about their faith. Mm-hmm. And not in an obnoxious way, but in the power of the gospel and the power of the love. And sharing it with love, Lord God. We just ask that you would equip us, Lord God, as we are continuing to do the work of reaching those who don't know you. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. Again, you're listening to Real Life.